Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, May the 16th, 1922. This is Marie, Alice Marie, and I facilitate on Monday. And I thank everyone who have joined us this morning and those who will be joining us later. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in this day. And I'm wishing everyone to have a wonderful, blessed week. So at this time, I'd like to see if anybody have a song on their heart, would like to open with a song. Good morning. Is there anyone who would like to open with a song? Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, Sister Marie. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
God has, let's have a little bit of this song, smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. And I want to sing that verse again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. And I thank God for that song this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for those powerful words. Oh, yes. Is there another that has a song that would like to sing?
Yes, I'll sing a song this morning. Praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his courts with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice because he has made me glad. I will rejoice because he has made me glad. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad for this day. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful word. I'm tempted to try to sing, but I guess I'll pass. And there's another. Okay. Thank y'all for those songs. Father God, Lord, we come to you agreeing. In Jesus' name, we agree with one another, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for seeing another day that you have made, Heavenly Father, a day that we have never seen, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Father, we come to you this morning, Father, asking you to meet each and every one of our needs, our heart desire, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for those that don't have much, Lord, that you bless them, Lord. Lord, those that we don't know and those that we do know, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying, Lord, for those that have been surgery today, Lord, this morning, this afternoon, this tonight, Lord. We're just praying that you be with the doctors, the nurse, and the tech, Heavenly Father, Lord, and let it be a successful surgery, Lord, and give them a speedy recovery, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we're just praying for those that may be out there right now as we're praying this morning, that's calling on your name for whatever reason it might be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know all things, Lord. You know all things. So we are praying for those that are calling on you right now, crying out to you, Heavenly Father, wherever they might be, whatever house, whatever corner, wherever they may be, Lord, because you know every hair on that, the number of every hair on our head, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that are lost, Heavenly Father, those that have backslid, Lord. Lord, bring them back into your hands, Lord. People are praying for them, Lord, even those that are not being prayed for. They don't know what they are doing. So we're asking that you put someone in their path that would turn their life around, that they be back into your hands, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that do not know you, Almighty God. Yes, Lord, that they get to know you and you become their Savior. Lord, we look up to you for everything, Lord. Lord, for every breath we take, every step that we make, Heavenly Father, we depend on you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You are a mighty God, Lord. You are a loving God. You are a forgiving God. Lord, we pray for mercy anew each and every day, Lord. And as we travel to and from, no matter where we going or the distance, Lord, protect us and our vehicles, Lord. Put your head of protection around our life, Heavenly Father, our family life, our friends' life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for prosperity, Heavenly Father. Father, you got some that's in need of jobs, Heavenly Father. We're praying that you, asking you to place a job in their life, Lord, and you know what kind of job they may need. Some people cannot stand, Lord, because of medical conditions, Lord. So some need sitting down jobs, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And you know what type of work each and every one that's seeking work, what they do, Lord. We ask you to put them on a job that they need, be bent financially and money left over that they can live comfortably, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some out there that are in need of cause, they're praying and crying out to you for help, Heavenly Father, because that's what you do. You are a helper, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for cars for those that need a car and those that need a repair to their cars, Lord. We're praying for them also, Lord. Lord, there's nothing impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we just thank you for being faithful, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You are a faithful God. Oh, yes, you are, Father. Father, we just praying for those in a situation, Lord, that we do not know about, Heavenly Father. None of us know what's going on in people's lives. Only you can do that, Lord. So we're praying that you handle it. Situations that in people's life that causing them to stumble, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're asking you to fix the things in their life that need to be fixed, Lord. Remove the people from their life that need to be removed, Lord, and put people in their life that can inspire them or lift them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father. We're praying that you open doors that need to be opened, shut doors that need to be shut, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And continue anointing us with the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking, I'm praying that you let us hear more and more and more your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, and those that been waiting a long time, been waiting on their miracle, their blessing, a prayer to be answered, Lord, we're praying that you magnify into existence, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for comfort for those who may have a family member that have been called to move on, Lord, that have transitioned from this earth, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for comfort for them, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying that you meet each and every need, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, we're just giving you praise, Lord, for answering the prayers, all the prayers you have answered through prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry line, and those through the texts, Lord, those through phone calls, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And if any of us had promised, if any of us had said we would pray for somebody, if we haven't got around to praying for them, Lord, we're praying for, we're lifting them up right now, Lord. They are being lifted up. You know if there's any of us that have done that, Lord, we're lifting them up right now because you know who they are, Lord. Lord, you know everything before it happened, Lord. And we just thank you for working in our life for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those that out there strung out on drugs, Heavenly Father. We're praying that you set them free, deliver them, Heavenly Father. Alcohol, the addiction, deliver them, Father. Gambling addiction, deliver them, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for marriages where there is chaos going on, where there is no communication in the relationship, Lord, whatever it may be that's pulling the marriages apart, they're destroying the marriages. We're asking that you mend that, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray that your will be done in the situation, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for those men and women that have been waiting on the right companion, Lord, where they'll be happy, Lord, where there'll be communication, Lord, where you are involved in that relationship, Lord. We're praying for companions for the men and women, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for the children that's out there that may be suffering, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those out there with the COVID, the virus, Heavenly Father. Heal them, Heavenly Father. And protect the ones around them that they do not be contaminated with the virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the first responders, Lord. Oh, keep them protected, Lord. Keep them safe, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those, Lord, that whatever their need might be, Lord, and only you know that, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for churches, Lord, that may be going under, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying for pastors and bishops and apostles, Lord, that you give them the right words that they need, that your people need to hear, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. The churches that members are lacking, Heavenly Father, and the word is still going on, Lord, we ask you to bring people in that they may hear. There's nothing impossible for you to do, Lord. So we're praying that for people to be committed to these churches, those that are not in a church, that need a church home, Lord, send them where you want them to be, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for our siblings, Heavenly Father, our sisters and brothers, Lord. Lord, you know everything. You know what we don't even know, Lord. We're praying for those that incarcerated, Lord. You know a lot go on there, Lord. For those that need protection is there, we pray for protection for them, Lord. Those that up for parole, Lord, that's praying and waiting on you to open the door, Lord. We're praying that you open the door for them and they be released, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for those that are in need of treatment for their addiction, a program, Lord. We're praying that they be, that they receive that admission to the program so they can get their life back, Lord. Lord, we're praying that you give us back everything that the devil has taken from us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. We walk by faith, Lord, and not by sight. So we know when we pray, Almighty God, that it is done. Yes, we stand on your word, Almighty God. Oh, yes, we do. We stand on your word. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. You are faithful, God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we love you with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you for loving on us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just appreciate all the good things you do for us, Lord. And that's why we praise you, Lord, no matter what we're going through hard times, through good times, Lord. We praise you for who you are, Lord. And Lord, for those who are falling weak, Lord, give them strength, Heavenly Father. Those don't have patience, give them patience, Heavenly Father. Those that don't have love in their heart, Lord, soften their heart that there'll be love, Heavenly Father, and put people in their life, Lord, as people they meet, that people show them love, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those, Lord, that don't have family members, Lord, that you put people in their life, Lord, because you don't have to be blood to be family. And we all are family in your kingdom, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus dying on the cross for our sin. By his blood, we are healed, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, we just ask you, Lord, to just continue walking with us, Lord, and guiding us, Heavenly Father, and helping us to make good choices, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for the people out there that are struggling to make their way, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They're fighting to be in your presence, Heavenly Father, fighting a battle that's not theirs, Almighty God. God, we just pray that you touch the minds of those that need their mind renewing, Lord. Give them a renewed mind, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just say thank you for who you are, Lord. All you've done, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on in this hour, just not this line, but that this hour, no matter where they are, we connect it with Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us and everybody that we pray for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. You are everything, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. And at this time, what we're going to do is we all going to come in, unmute your phones, and we're going to give God praise for all he have done for us, what you expected him to do, what he have done for others, what you expecting for him to do for others that you didn't ask. But we're not going to petition for anything. We're not going to ask God for anything. What we're going to do is just give him praise that he's due. So unmute your line.
Hallelujah. Praise your name,
Heavenly
God.
Father. Oh, yes, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Lord, Father, thank you, Lord, for me being able to walk, Heavenly Father. I praise you for the successful surgery that I had, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just praise you for all you've done for me. I'm not aware of, Lord. Lord, I praise you, Heavenly Father, for all you've done for me that I am aware of. Thank you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just praise you what you're doing in my family's life. Nieces, nephews, cousins, children, grandchildren, brother-in-law, son-in-law. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, praise you for the days of not away.
Thank
Lord.
Oh, God,
okay.
Just
time and time
again.
Thank you,
Lord,
for
proving.
Thank you.
Bless, oh, God, that you're right
thank
there for us, oh, God. Praise your name, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the keys to the kingdom, oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank everyone for the praises that have.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Glory to your name, Father. Praise your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank everyone for the praises that have went up. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you. This morning, I want to share a little about the rock. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2 through 4 says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. David sings his version of Rock of Ages. In our passage for today, he responded to God's goodness in delivering him from his enemies. Moses said in Deuteronomy 32 and 31, their rock is not like our rock. He spoke of the enemies of God having a rock and a truth and a trust that was not real. But our rock is Jesus. He is on that rock that we must build. It is on that rock that we must build. Build your rock upon the rock. Jesus gave the illustration of two builders. One built his house on the sand and the other on the rock. When the storm came, the house on the sand collapsed. But the wise man who built upon solid ground had a house that could withstand the storm. Build your life upon Jesus, the foundational stone. Build your church upon the rock. Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16, verse 8, that he would build his church on the rock and the gates of hell would not overpower it. That rock is Jesus Christ. Pray for your church, pastor, and members to be standing on the rock of Christ. So, like today, dear Lord, today we confess you as our rock of age. We come asking for spiritual awakening in our land. Forgive us those that may have been trusting stones that are not eternal. We rest on you today, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And also, I'm going to share with y'all the scripture of the week. And the scripture of the week is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 through 47. And it reads, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with sword with the spear and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly should know that the Lord does not save with swords and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you unto our hands. So what we have to do is learn to not, that God fights all our battles, even, you know, especially with our enemies. And so I'm going to give you a few verses on enemies, like Psalm 37:40. The Lord helped them and take them out of trouble. He takes them away from the sinful and saves them because they go to him for a safe place. That's Proverbs 37:40. Isaiah 62:8 says, the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his strong arm, I will never again give your grain to be food for those who hate you. Deuteronomy 28:7 says, the Lord will cause you to win the battle against those who fight against you. They will come against you one way and will run away from you seven ways. Deuteronomy 20:4 says, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will fight for you against those who hate you, and he will save you. Exodus 15:6 says, oh Lord, your right hand is great in power, O Lord. Your right hand destroys those who hate you. Psalm 60:12 says, with God help, we will do well, and he will break under his feet those who fight against us. Isaiah 54:17 says, no tool that is made to fight against you will do well, and you will prove wrong every tongue that says you are guilty. This is a gift given to the servant of the Lord. I take away their guilt and make them right, says the Lord. And also, Hebrews 13:6 says, so we can say for sure, the Lord is my helper. I am not afraid of any man can do to me. Acts 18:10 says, I am with you. No one will hurt you. I have many people in this city who belong to me. Luke 1:71 says, save from those who hate us and from all those who work against us. Proverbs 3:25-26 says, do not be afraid of fear that comes all at once. And do not be afraid of the storm or the sinful when it comes. For the Lord will be your trust. He will keep your feet from being caught. Okay, that's the last one I will share with you. And so what we want to do is, I'm going to open the line. We're going to see who's here. And if you have a praise report, testimony, prayer request, or something you want to share, and if you're not able to pray, you can say listening. And if you would like to pray, then, you know, don't say anything. You don't have to say listening. But if you willing to pray, not willing to pray, say listening. So at this time, we're going to open the line. And if you don't have anything to say, you can just give your name.
Good morning, this is Sister Glass. I'll be in agreement and with the prayers this morning.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Glass. And prayer request, anything?
I've already written it down already. Give somebody else the opportunity to say what they need to say today.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just like to say good morning to everyone. Thank God for Miracle Monday. Thank you for Money Monday. Thank you for this prayer line. I just want to thank y'all all for who y'all are and y'all rightful place. I'm a little earlier. But the other prayer line let out a little earlier. But I just want to say thank you. I know y'all also, I put a GoFundMe, this family. Had a family member pass, and they didn't have the finance, and I was just being a bold soldier. And I just want to thank those that did do something, and even those that didn't. But mainly, I really, really just want to thank y'all for praying for the Wilson family. And thank y'all for praying for me and with me. And I just pray that everyone have a blessed week. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning.
Yes. Good morning once again. This is Darlene. And one thing I would like to pray for is this demon of death that is out there. All these people getting shot just unnecessarily, just crazy demonic spirits. So I believe the lunatic spirit is connected to these deaths that are coming about. I mean, 10 people up in, I believe it was Boston. And then we had some people out in California who got killed. I mean, it's just, and then just different people just come out and do crazy things. So we want to pray and bind up the demon of death and bigotry, hatred. I mean, a lot of these are hate crimes. So we want to pray for God to deliver people and bring them to Jesus Christ. I also want to pray for a sister by the name of Roz. We want to pray that her life will be stabilized, and her sister is looking for her. So we want to pray that they will find out where she is. So we'll be praying for Roz. And then I want to pray for the Gibson children. Those are my grandchildren. So we want to pray for them that God will help them to have more peace between the siblings. I mean, there are four of them, and a lot of times when they're at my house or I'm at their house, it's just bickering and picking at each other. And sometimes people say, you know, that's just the way kids do. But, I'm from a family of nine, and I did not see that kind of behavior in my home where my mother and dad took care of these nine kids. So I know that there can be peace and love if the spirits that are in them, whatever's causing them to act the way they do towards each other, would be removed. So we pray that the spirit of love will be between these siblings, and not only them, but there are other children who have that same kind of situation. In fact, there are grown-ups who have the bickering and meanness towards each other. So I just want to pray that we will have peace in the homes and with the families, that they will love each other and just, you know, have some peace. In fact, our bishop yesterday, one thing that he said that stuck out to me is that you can love without drama. And that goes for husbands and wives. You can, you know, have a peaceful marriage without all the drama and the bickering and fighting amongst each other. So just pray for the families this morning. We'll put that out there. And then there was something else that I wanted to pray for. Another if I think of it, I'll talk later about it. Or we can just do it when I go into prayer. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Scholastic ICA. And I'm listening in agreement. I do have a prayer request for my son, Abraham, to just keep him in prayer. I don't know exactly what is going on, but I want to pray for peace and against the spirit of anxiety or anxiousness, that he just be peaceful at his workplace. I don't know exactly what is going on, but I just, from talking to him, he's just stressed out and forgot to give him wisdom to, you know, to know how to do his work wisely. And also for my grandkids, if you just pray for them, just God is blessing and protection over them. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning, Pastor Galassica.
Yeah, there's one thing maybe some people may not have read it, but Gladys did ask for prayer for her daughter, Michelle. So we'd be praying that God will give her favor concerning the house that she has. I believe it's in Florida, so that God will give her favor and knowledge and wisdom on how to take care of that property and not be fined the way she is by the city that she's in. So we'll be praying for favor for her. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else haven't given your name yet?
Good morning. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to ask for prayer for a friend of mine. Her son has been hospitalized. His name is Kyrie Clements, and he's been hospitalized with a problem that resulted from surgery of his appendix. So just want to be in prayer for him for complete healing.
Amen. Amen, and good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone else that would like to give your name, praise report, testimony, or just inspiration you want to share? Okay. So if there's not anyone else with your phone on mute that want to have something to say, what we're going to do is we're going to come in and do a corporate prayer for all the prayer requests that were called up. God heard every one of them. So let's come in and just pray for the prayer request, the corporate prayer.
Lord, we just thank you this morning that you are the one that we can call on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. You heard every prayer request that was called out. And those maybe being called out. First, we pray. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So we declare
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you heal and deliver.
Lord, there's a girl named Keith. I don't want to get a suicide and hurt for God.
In the name of Jesus, let the communication and healing of Jesus, let the communication be open to the right. Top of the hour.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Loving them. Hallelujah. We'll keep, hallelujah, coat on their heads with your love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thanks, Father. Yes, we are at the, near the top of the hour, so I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Bungie.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Our sister Marie, we are just so grateful for your willingness and your kindness to lead us on these Mondays and the words that you bring, words of life. And we are thanking God that Jesus is the rock. And if we know he's the rock, we know that our enemies are destroyed because of Jesus being our rock, and he is our Savior. So we're grateful today for the words that you shared today, and we're grateful today because you all, whoever's here, is here to be in agreement with God and with what we're doing. And we know that when we come together, two are better than one. When two touch and agree, that we know that God is there, and he answers those prayers that we put up before him. And so we're grateful for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So as we're about to leave today, I make a declaration over each and every one of us. First of all, I seal the prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words because we know that those words can bring things against us. But we thank God that we reject them, and we send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We thank God today because we have authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, oh God. So we thank God today for that. We thank God today that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree this morning that we have on the whole armor of God, and we're able to come against every trick and scheme of the devil. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree this morning that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that we will continue to seek the face of God. I decree we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree this morning that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower, that we have more than enough, and that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree and declare blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. In the name of Jesus. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds feet as we walk high upon the mountains. We climb up against the wiles of the devil. And we believe today, O God, that we shall wait on the Lord, and he is going to renew our strength, and we shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So we thank God today for that. I love each and every one of you. Thank you all for loving me back. We will continue to love one another, love our families, love our enemies, love those who hate us. Continue to spread the love of God wherever we go, and we will see our world change to be better. In Jesus' name. Once again, I love you. All have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and we will get together on this platform and continue to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.